Our Clark family settled in western Kentucky, where Pleasant Run Creek water flows. They were farmers and preachers, sawyers and teachers, then some of them dug in the coal. Then some of them dug in the coal. Many were farmers and some of them preachers, where Pleasant Run Creek water flows. Our great-great-grandparents, John and Lucy, had children, two girls and nine boys, planting wheat, corn, and cotton, and preaching the gospel. They planted the seed and rejoiced. They planted the seed and rejoiced. Many were farmers and some of them preachers, where Pleasant Run Creek water flows. The family grew large and the farm it was little, too small to support many souls. They were farmers and preachers, sawyers and teachers, then some of them dug in the coal. Then some of them dug in the coal. Many were farmers and some of them preachers, where Pleasant Run Creek water flows. When John left this earth to go live with Jesus, the farm was divided per will. 14.5 acres to each of his children. Some descendants are living there still. Some descendants are living there still. Many were farmers and some of them preachers, where Pleasant Run Creek water flows. I hope they remember the labor and toil John, Lucy, and children put forth. They were farmers and preachers, sawyers and teachers, and some of them dug in the coal. Then some of them dug in the coal. Many were farmers and some of them preachers, where Pleasant Run Creek water flows. Our Clark family scattered all over creation, Missouri, Illinois, and points west. Some went to Michigan and some Indiana, wherever I hope that they're blessed. Wherever I hope that they're blessed. Many were farmers and some of them preachers, where Pleasant Run Creek water flows. Many were farmers and some of them preachers, and some of them dug in the coal. Yes, some of them dug in the coal.